strange, but true. Playing games can further your career. Jason Ellis, an IBM Research staff member, is part of a social computing team that's using the strategies and tactics of multiple player video gamers to develop games that teach employees how to work with each other and get things done. In this episode of Celebrate Software Research, Jason gives an overview of the work he and his team are doing to help distributed teams in particular develop the group cohesion they need to be effective.
I'm Jason Ellis in the Social Computing Group at IBM Research. The game we're talking about is Crossing the Ravine. This is part of a larger project called the Virtual Team Building Games Project. The idea is to use games as a way to help distributed teams work together more effectively. I've been working on distributed teams for a long time at IBM. You can cope with that using instant messaging and mailing lists and all these types of things, but it's, of course, not the same as having the opportunity to run into people in the hallway, you know, sit next to someone on a deadline project and really work with them closely. And these are the types of things that build friendships and help you socialize, and these are things that are very important to making strong teams. And you lose some of that when you become distributed. I'm an avid gamer. You know, playing games like World of Warcraft and other online games with friends who are all over the world, I notice that we're working on very complex problems. And one of the things that also happens there, and is maybe counterintuitive, is that maybe 70% of the conversation that we have has nothing to do with the game. It's all about catching up with each other, reestablishing this social fabric, and building awesome teams because of it. This got us thinking, is there a way we can take what we've learned in game spaces and apply it to a business environment and with business value? We have three core games and then a bunch of sort of smaller games that are built around that. Crossing the Ravine is the simplest of these three. You and your team have encountered a ravine in your journeys in the world that's impassable. And so to continue your exploration, you need to cross this ravine. Fortunately, each of you has in your possession a piece that, when assembled properly with the other pieces, will create a bridge that allows you to cross to the other side. And so you have to cooperate with your team members to build this bridge. The first two games, Crossing the Ravine and Tower of Babel, are games where there's no explicit roles. But what we've seen when people play it is that they take on roles while they're playing these games. There's actually a study by IBM in conjunction with Curiosity that says leadership is one of these things that is developed especially well in online spaces, because people can take on a leadership role that they wouldn't necessarily take on in the real world, because there's all this risk, and if you fail, you know, there's all these repercussions from that. A quote from that study: leadership in games happens fast, it encourages risk-taking, it promotes temporary rather than permanent leadership roles, and there are numerous opportunities for leadership practice. The most important conclusion, however, is that game environments make leadership easier. We've seen recently that game worlds can actually be used as credentials when looking for a real-world job. At this recent Lotusphere conference, several people who had done surveys of the industry said, you know, there's an increasing number of companies now looking at resumes and seeing people say things like they're a guild leader on World of Warcraft, and taking that seriously as a leadership position and something that can then transfer to a business environment in a meaningful way. Jane McGonigal, who spoke at Lotusphere, also had this to say. She said, skills you develop in game worlds solve real-world problems. Research shows that companies gain qualitative advantages when they hire gamers, including enhanced ability to innovate rapidly and collaborate effectively even across far-flung regions. So this is getting to the distributed teams thing. You're learning these skills to help you work on distributed teams more effectively. There's also this thing that we're sort of exploring in terms of role-based work. In the third game, there actually are explicit roles. The idea is the team is charged with building a castle. You either have to take on the role of a designer or a builder, and you choose that at the beginning of the game. Designers, you know, they go off to the design platform, they make a design, and the builders are then charged with implementing that design. Only the designers know the design, and only builders can move the pieces around. This really forces them to communicate with one another. So designers who are in the real world might play designers in the game, builders in the real world might play builders in the game, and they can pop into a space that's fantastic, but allows them to reflect on how they work together with each other. The power of the virtual world, I think, is that then designers in the real world can play builders in the game, builders in the real world can play designers in the game, and they can swap roles and think about the world from the perspective of the other person. It was fabulous to receive the Modern Day Technology Leaders Award from the Black Engineer of the Year Awards conference. It means a lot to me to be recognized in that community, which is like a stellar community. Every time I attend that conference, I'm amazed by the caliber of people that it attracts, and this breadth of people who are there, people all the way from the military to industrial and design and engineering to technology folks. This award is typically given to people who are a little bit earlier in their careers, and I'm really happy to be recognized along with some of my colleagues in that role and be hopefully on a trajectory to later achieve some of the other awards given to folks who are later on in their career and at this conference.
IBM, celebrate software research.